It's been some time since Britain's empire extended around the world, but the British pound, long a symbol of Britain's global power, is still a source of great pride in the country. Over the years, though, the pound has lost a lot of its luster, and the turmoil surrounding Brexit has hurt its stature even more. Here's NPR's Jim Zarroli.
In the late 1990s, Europe embarked on a radical experiment. It got rid of Italy's lira, Germany's Deutschmark, and the French franc, among others, and replaced them with a single monetary unit, the euro. Only one major country refused to get on board, Britain. Here is then-Chancellor of the Exchequer, Gordon Brown.
We will not seek membership of the single currency on 1st January 1999.
The decision was driven by much more than economics. The pound, also known as the quid or sterling, is a rich cultural symbol, a powerful reminder of the past glory of the British Empire. Pound notes have been adorned with some of the most illustrious figures in British history, Shakespeare, Dickens, and Darwin. Today, people such as Jacqueline Kupfer, a pharmacist's assistant in London, say giving up the pound is almost unthinkable.
I think it's because it is so old. You know, you've got it in old books and literature and everything. They'll talk about the pound, and it's part of our kind of culture, really. I think anything that you try to replace it with, it wouldn't, I don't know, it'd be a bit tacky, I think.
The pound is encrusted with centuries of British tradition. £1 was long equal to 240 pence. It bewildered tourists. In 1971, the government decided to simplify things. £1 would now be worth 100 pence. It took some getting used to. Even students had to take classes in the new money.
Can anybody tell me how many new pennies we're going to have in £1? Gordon,
100. It's 100 new pennies.
My mum doesn't like the 50 pence, but I do.
Gone are the days when 12 old pence added up to make a shilling, not much sense.
The singer Max Bygraves even put out a song about the new pound.
Now some people who were feeling very bright have put their heads together just to make things right. They have made it easy for every citizen, because all we have to do is count from 1 to 10.
Through all the changes, the pound has long symbolized Britain's economic might. At one time, the pound was used to buy and spend all over the world. It paid for roads in Africa and railroads in India. It financed cotton fields in the American South. Neil Ferguson is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution and the author of A History of Money.
If you go back to the 19th century, the British pound occupied the place in the global economy that the US dollar does today.
But as Britain's power waned, so did the pound. The government tried to stem the decline. After the Second World War, travelers were barred from taking pounds out of the country.
Hey, you can take your holiday or business allowance in traveler's checks, but not more than £5 in sterling notes.
Efforts like these notwithstanding, Britain over the years would have trouble controlling the pound's volatility. Neil Ferguson remembers living through it.
My childhood was in some ways scarred by periodic sterling crises. I think they were my introduction to economics as a boy growing up in Britain.
In 1992 came what was perhaps the worst crisis of all. It was known as Black Wednesday. Deep-pocketed investors led by George Soros made enormous bets against the pound, and the whole world watched as the pound collapsed.
The most dramatic U-turn in government economic strategy for 25 years was forced on the Prime Minister and Chancellor by the overwhelming pressure of billions upon billions of pounds being sold in the foreign exchange markets.
Soros was said to have made $1 billion in just one day. Since then, the pound has only lost more ground. Today, it's worth just $1.20, a fourth of what it was worth almost a century ago. One big culprit lately has been Brexit. Britain's decision 3 years ago to leave the European Union sent the pound tumbling. The government's chronic inability to come up with an exit plan has driven it even lower. David Blanchflower is an economist at Dartmouth College.
The chaos that sits around a possible no-deal Brexit is scaring the markets, and so the pound is falling steadily.
Blanchflower says the pound could soon be worth $1. In the history of the pound, that's never happened. Today, the British pound, with all its glorious tradition, endures. But like the empire itself, it's not quite what it used to be. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.